It's a special edition of Pedal Shift Tour Journals. This is the mini tour, or the overnight tour. It's a shakedown tour with my dog, Bellstar. You may be able to hear that I am not on a bike. I am, in fact, in a motorized vehicle. I am heading to my cabin in West Virginia, sort of part one of all of this. What is allowing me to kind of pull this off this weekend is A, the incredibly nice weather, and B, the need to handle a little wood delivery at my place in West Virginia. So I'm going to go out there, I'm going to handle that, and then I'm going to take Bellstar, and we're going to go park someplace off the trail, maybe near Hancock, maybe someplace else. We'll see how that all goes. Right now, reason why I'm starting this recording right now is I'm just literally going underneath the very beginning of the CNO proper. It actually starts a little bit behind me in Georgetown, but I am in Georgetown right now going under the bridge that sort of is where I mark the beginning of the trail as I go under right this second. What a gorgeous day out. Beautiful fall foliage. Foliage is a little late this year, normally somewhere around the middle of the month for this part, middle of October, I should say. But we are getting it in November this time around. It's going to be a little bit cold tonight, and I'm a little prepared for that. I have a brand new sleeping bag. I have a down sleeping bag that I just got, so I'm going to be testing that out. But I brought a lot more cold weather sleeping gear just because Belle has a very narrow range of temperatures that she likes. She likes it right down the middle. So I've got extra stuff just in case. I'm sacrificing essentially extra clothing for me to make sure that we have better sleeping stuff. This is not going to be a very long ride. It's probably just going to be maybe 10 or 15 miles. The sun, this is the last day of daylight savings time. So starting tomorrow, the sun is going to set around 5 o'clock locally. And so this is the last day that I'm going to have as late as a 6 o'clock sunset. So talk about ending the season on a high note. This really, in a large sense, marks the last day of the touring season on the East Coast, for me at least. It's not that you can't do it, but just with the lack of sunlight, you really run into a lot of issues. So anyways, that's the sort of backstory on this. We'll have, of course, some more additions, more entries to this little audio diary as we go along. Thanks for subscribing, and off we go. All right, so we are at CNO Bicycle in Hancock, Maryland. Forgive the any extraneous sounds here, because I am operating in a different environment than normal. I have Bellstar on my back. I hopefully will have a better photo of it for the future. But the reason why I'm recording this right now is because this is precisely where I tried doing this with my beloved late lost Louie. And he started barking immediately. She is on a backpack right behind me. And what we're going to try to do is just get rolling. I'm just going to try it. The canal here. I unfortunately cannot remember which side is the actual canal and which one is the service road. I think I'm on the service road, so I'm gonna make a change and go over the canal. Bid adieu to my vehicle and go up and over the canal. Beautiful day today, just simply gorgeous. And here we go. Got a pretty strong headwind, as I'm sure you can hear, so I'll probably cut this recording short after a moment. But what you're not hearing, Bellstar barking. She is comfortable and she is happily sitting essentially on my back. All right. I'll call this a success for now. All right, so another update. We are on the CNO, and I've already had a phone call with a girlfriend, Kimberly, the girlfriend. She has a name, she has an identity. And I am at the first campsite. Belle's snugly on my back. There will, of course, be photos on the newsletter and on the website as well, so you can check those all out. Instagram, etc. But she is, I don't know how to describe her. She is looking out sort of like how a dog looks out a window of a car.
So here we are at the first campground. It is, oh, it's a really good one too. Both of these, I got another 4 miles that I could go to get to another one. But this one's got water, nobody's here, fire ring with wood. This is White Rock Hiker Biker. If you follow the C&O campsite guide that I've got, you know that this is one of the higher rated ones. It's got great river access. I'm 3.4 miles from Leopard's Mill, which is certainly a doable thing with her, but you know, I've got a couple of hours of sunlight, so you can tell I'm deciding this as I go along here. I would like to ride a little bit more, so maybe I'll consider going a little bit further. The beauty is that at this point I'm about a mile away from where I parked the car over at C&O Bicycles. So if I did go the full amount, it would take me at worst a half hour to get back to the car if there was an issue tonight. So I think we're going to keep going because Little Pool White Rock's good. Leopard's Mill, I know, was pretty good. We'll have to see. I may ride a little bit and come back, but we'll have another entry into the log later. From Leopard's Mill Hiker Biker Campsite, this is the special edition. Bell Star is a bike touring dog edition of Pedalship Tour Journals. I am getting off my bike slowly and gingerly so as not to make her get too jostled, and rolling my bike over to the picnic table here. For those of you familiar with the C&O, you may or may not have stayed at this campsite. I think this is great because it is, looks like it's all to ourselves tonight. Because it's not that big, but it's very open, and it's got gorgeous views of the river. And I just can't think of a better place for Bellstar to get her first taste of camping than at this spot. Get one bar of 4G, so I do have some connectivity, which is good. Not ideal, but will work. And yeah, here we are. So I'm going to set the phone down while I continue to record this and let her down nice and gently here on the picnic table here, because it's one of those things that I want to do very gently. Here we go. She is now crawling herself out of the bag. Very, very gently herself. And we are here in one piece. And I think that she's happy to be out. Set her down on the ground there. Catch a little shake and all is good. So that's it from for at least the moment. We'll have another entry later on as we get set up for camp and Bellstar gets her dinner and all of the other wonderful things from Leopard's Mill here out on the C&O. So it's a little bit before 5 o'clock and been slowly starting to get stuff together. You'll hear me crunching around on the leaves and putting together the tent here. There's wood here, as there was at the last site, so I think I might be possibly having a campfire tonight. Belle has been fantastic. She is a very easygoing girl, and she loves to follow me around. So, as a result, I don't need to worry about leashing her up. We're in a really remote spot. I did discover, however, like a dope, that I have 2 batteries, but no charging cable, and I've done this before, I think this year even. So as a result, I'm not going to be able to be as connected as I would like to be as my, batteries, dwindle on this, wonderful little iPhone device. But, I do intend to keep recording as much as I can and, maybe unplug a little bit. One of the reasons why I'm going out here is, I think like many of you, regardless of what side you're on, this election season has been just a little bit much, and it's kind of nice to unplug, unwind and, maybe get away from things a little bit. But Belle's been doing great, and I have to say, this is exceeding my expectations so far. She is a possibly for extended bike tours. I could see that, but we'll see how she does with the camping thing. So more to come as we go later into the night. Have a great night. So that was those were people that I'd seen at my campsite about 5 miles back. And then passed on the way into Hancock again. Hancock, you say, why? Why, Tim, would you go back to Hancock? Well, as I had mentioned, my charging cable was left in the car, and I had 2 batteries that could do no good to me at the camp. And then all of a sudden, my phone went from 56% immediately to 35 and then crashed at 1 and died. Given that I have another little being with me and didn't want to be completely out of contact, I decided to use my last hour of sunlight, and I'm being generous with that, to ride an hour roughly back and forth. Actually, it'll be a little bit less than that. I'm unloaded. All I've got is my handlebar bag. Now my charging cable attached to a battery in the phone. And, of course, Bell Star on my back. So this has been good. More good practice for riding with Bell. She is riding like a champ and really seems to have taken to it. She looks all around. She doesn't struggle at all. It's really fantastic. I'm quite pleased with how she's been tonight. Again, we'll see how the camping goes. Got some pictures I'll share, of course, of the tent setup. Carrying more gear, of course, to accommodate the dog, but it's all good. So, see you back in camp. So, we're back again at Leopard Mills camp site here on the CNO, and I'm by the river. I'm hoping that you can hear this. It's babbling away. It's a really shallow section of the Potomac, but really beautiful. And although most of the leaves are down, some areas around here are very much at peak foliage. So it's just been a really great ride. Great, great night, great day for a final ride of the season, which isn't to say that I won't do some overtime rides, but I think this is definitely the one and only that I'll get in with Miss Bell Star this season. She was a champ. As I mentioned, I lost battery completely and wanted to have the connectivity, wanted to be able to record more of these. So here I am, and 10 miles round trip, unloaded at a reasonable clip. I certainly rode a little bit harder. I was probably at about 15 miles per hour, which is about as fast as I can get a bike going on this section of the trail in particular. But good, easy riding. She's shy of 20 pounds, so having that on my back is something that I definitely would have to get used to. But she seems to be good with it, and let me say, she reacts very much like people do when they look at somebody recording a podcast, quizzically looking at me, and that's all good. So far so good. It's going to chill down. I mean, I can feel it already. We'll see how the night goes. I think we're going to be jumping in the tent in a little bit. I'm trying to get her to utilize Nature's litter box out here, and we'll get into the tent and bundle up and see how it goes for camping, and see how, if she can handle the what it takes to be a camping dog. So more to come. All right, so a little bit before 7 o'clock, and it's sufficiently dark out to bring it on into the tent. I think I'm Belle's hero because I remembered to bring a little chew bone for her. She's very excited about that and is working on that over to my left. She has way more warm stuff than I do for tonight. We will see how this all goes. It'll be interesting to see if she wants to get underneath my sleeping bag or not, or if she wants her own thing. I've got a yoga mat down directly on the ground to give a little bit of extra insulation for her. Then I've got a dog bed that should really be nice and warm for her. And then on top of that, I've got my summer sleeping bag and a fleece blanket. So between all of those things, I think that she's certainly got enough if she wants to stay with herself. If she wants to get in on my side, I've got an inflatable mattress, a new down bag, which I can already tell is really going to be nice, and I've got another fleece liner as well. So I kind of overdid it for a low of 42 tonight, but I think it should be good. You can probably hear, perhaps in the background, that there's a train line that runs on the other side of the river. I'd forgotten about that. I thought this was a quieter campground, but clearly not. I would have preferred a little bit quieter one. I don't know if the one that was closer to town was better or not for that. That's the one I tend to stay at. The ground on this one is not terribly level. And because I have to yell a little bit louder, you can tell that the trains are definitely a little on the loud side. So that is that. Interestingly enough, of course, it took only a few minutes for my phone to register 80% charge off of my battery. I tell you, Apple's doing weird things with their phones lately. I don't know what to say about that. All right, well, that's probably going to be it for the evening, unless there's something I don't know what's going to happen. Belle may wake me up, but I doubt I'm going to do a recording for that. So see you in the morning.
Good morning from a very happy tent. You can hear Bell Star probably. We snuggled under the blankets and the my new down sleeping bag, which I made and undid it as a quilt. Worked so well and was very warm. I'll talk more about this on perhaps a future show because I think this is a new brand. It's called Hike and Bike with a Y, H-Y and B-Y. And I have to say, a very, very, very strong value. And I think it went down into the low 40s last night. And although I did, you know, wore clothes, wore a hat, and had other layers, I do think that it's a pretty good value. And the foot box in particular was really, really good. It was a chilly night. Belle gets cold, as I mentioned, and she got to the point where we snuggled right up underneath, and she was next to me, but underneath all of the layers that I had, and that worked out really well, I think, for both of us. So that was great, and she's now excited because she's had breakfast, and you can probably hear her going out in the back, but I think she's ready to go outside. So we'll cut this short, talk a little bit later. So it's a little bit shy of 7:30, and I have to say this has been an unqualified success, and I'm very happy that this worked out. I was prepared, if necessary, to pack up in the middle of the night and go if it wasn't going to work out for her, but she slept through the night pretty well. We had lots of train noise. It was pretty crazy, but overall, I'd have to say a few takeaways. Number one, plan extra time. Number two, you're going to need to bring more gear, especially if it's colder and you've got a dog that needs a little bit more padding or whatever. And number three, just be a little bit more patient. You're traveling with someone else, or you know, and that's you're always going to have to compromise a little bit in that sense, because it's not just you you're taking care of. You're taking care of another living being at the same time. And I have to say, I'm really, really pleasantly surprised how well she took to both riding in the backpack and also to being out in the great outdoors and camping and stuff. She really was fine. And I think, unlike my other dog, who I love, Mookie, he is a little too skittish and a little too prone to just not the type of reaction I think that you need to when you're out here. Bellstar, on the other hand, just wants to be with me at pretty much all times. So I think that that's what made her uniquely qualified to come out on bike tour. Will I be taking her out on other tours? I think no question. I do think that it's going to be a slow start. I mean, the thing that was good about this one was I am a 5-mile ride from where I parked my car. So obviously that wasn't too bad. I ended up doing 15 miles of riding yesterday, which was unexpected. But, you know, I knew I could get back to civilization and to my vehicle if necessary really quickly. I think that I would do a few more of these types of things where it would be easy for me to get her back to civilization if there was ever any kind of need. So I think the CNO is very well equipped for this. I do think that this is sort of on the edge of comfort for her. So I'm not sure if I'm going to take her out again this season. But as the evenings warm up a little bit, but don't get too warm, I think next spring she'll be coming out on some longer tours and possibly doing a through ride of the CNO next year. I think maybe we'll give that a shot. So unqualified success, and I'm glad you could join me along for the ride here in this newsletter edition of Pedal Shift Tour Journals, a little mini version. And thanks for joining, and thanks for signing up. And oh, by the way, for those of you who have not signed up for stickers yet, I'm sending them all out kind of in batches. So pedalshift.net/stickers, and I'll get you some stickers so you can orange up your ride like so many of you had. And if you send me a picture, I would be thrilled to put it up on Facebook and Instagram and all those other places. So pedalshift.net/stickers. And thanks also to every member of the Pedal Shift Society. That's pedalshift.net/society for making the show self-supported and for allowing me to do stuff like this and to bring it to you. Thank you so much.